Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2009, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio live programme, from 9.
The author Kate Moss has been described as having a steely charm, and she needs it to sort out the Orange Prize for Fiction every year. You can hear which female writer has won this year on Front Row on Wednesday evening here on Radio 4. Now, Kate is a best-selling author in her own right. She penned Labyrinth, set in the past and the present in Carcassonne, which has sold millions. Her follow-up, Sepulchre, confirmed her place at the top of the lists, and she is working on the final book in this time-slip adventure trilogy. It's a technical term, Ed. In a life devoted to the advancement of literacy and reading, she's also set up the Chichester Writing Festival with her husband Greg. She was named European Woman of Achievement for contribution to the arts in 2000, and in 2006 she was awarded an honorary master's degree by the University of Chichester. She's also an ambassador for the Aude Tourist Board, the region of France where her best-selling novels are set, and she always wears interesting shoes. How has she found the time to lay down her Inheritance Tracks for us?
The song that I think I would inherit, it took me a long time to come to this decision, is Nancy Sinatra, These Boots Are Made for Walking.
You keep saying you got something for me.
It came out in about 1966. And there was an album called Boots, and there was a picture of her with really big hair and these wonderful things called go-go boots. Now, I was about 5 at the time, and my parents were not enormous listeners of music. And so the number of LPs, long players, that we had in our house was not very many. But this looked like something completely extraordinary.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
There was this incredibly glamorous woman, and I couldn't work out whether my father had bought the album, whether my mother had bought the album, but of course it was one of those songs that was on the radio everywhere. It was at number one in the UK and number one in America, and it meant that even if you got into the car, even if you were listening to Terry Wogan, which my dad did in the mornings when he took me to school, you'd hear it. But I just have such strong memories of being a child and leaping around the sitting room at home.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
I have a very strong image in my mind, which I suspect is a compilation of all the times that as a 6-year-old, I jumped around the sitting room. We all wore those sort of Mary Jane's black patent shoes with a little strap. We all had those white socks with sort of holes in them that went up to your knee. And a summer dress, you know, those summer dress that was sort of slightly ruched at the front, and they were the dress that all little girls of that age wore. And I can see myself dancing around to the song in that, you know, wiggling around like they used to do on sort of early Top of the Pops.
These boots are made for walking.
Is that a real memory? I don't know. You tell yourself stories about your childhood. Is it true? Hard to say. But I know the slant of light in that sitting room in our old house, and I can hear the crackle before you put the arm on the LP, and then that beginning of dun, 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 you know, it's starting off. And if it isn't a real memory or the first memory, then it should be.
And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned.
Ha! It is the most wonderful Don't Bother Me song of all time, but I didn't realise that when I was 5 or 6, obviously. But I have, I suppose, the rest of my life always had a predilection for high platformy shoes and weird boots. And although go-go boots were, they weren't the platforms that were going to come in the 70s, there was something about those boots. It was also, horribly, her hair was so big. So I think it was that. It was the perfect, even as a sort of 5, 6-year-old, it was the perfect pop package.
Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Music, image, job done. The song that I want to pass on is a Jacques Brel song, recorded in 1967, Les Vieux Amants.
Bien sûr, nous eûmes des orages. 20 ans d'amour, c'est l'amour folle. Mille fois tu pris ton bagage.
It's a song of two old people who have loved each other forever and are sitting at the end of their life. You know, it's the same sunlight that I have in the Nancy Sinatra, but now it's sort of a mellow autumn light. Talking about the fact that they live their life together when they are old, they will still be in love with each other. And there are these wonderful phrases of my mon amour, mon doux amour, mon tendre amour, and this sort of sense of the wonderful luck of meeting somebody and growing old with them. And that's what real love is about. It's not that first moment. It's not all the shiny moments that, you know, getting to know each other. These things are wonderful. But the idea that you would meet somebody and be with them for always. I only got to know it in the 80s when I met my husband. We had been at school together and had gone out together when we were teenagers. And he had subsequently gone off to one university and I to another, and then he'd lived in Paris and had become very much involved in all things French. And of course, Jacques Brel is Belgian, but listened to a lot of music that I hadn't heard before. And my husband and I had a very strange way of re-meeting, in that we had been at school together, and this must have been 10 years later by then. I got on a train from Victoria Station, and he had got off a plane at Gatwick Airport and had not been in England for 3 years, got onto the train and sat down opposite me. Mon doux, mon tendre, mon merveilleux amour, de l'aube claire jusqu'à la fin du jour, je t'aime encore, tu sais, je t'aime. The odds on us meeting on a train, I hate to think, I failed maths O-level, had to retake it, so I don't even know what the odds are. But at the same time, there was a sense of all things coming round in a circle. If you like, that the stories that are told and are started, in the end, resolve. And I suppose that is, for me, why the Jacques Brel is so poignant.
Que vivre en paix pour des amants.
Can you live a life that is happy, that is contented? It's not that it will not have sadnesses in it, of course it will. But that sense of the really wonderful thing about handing on a song about love to your children, and I say that as a 21st century feminist, seems to me, in a way, the most important thing. If you can be happy, then that's it, really, actually.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.